So Matthew 28, starting at verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, 'You are to say, the disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'"
I'm not a great fan of the church calendar. Seems to me every day we should celebrate that Jesus was born to be our Saviour. Every day we should thank him that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Every day we should thank him that he rose again from the dead. So I'm not a great fan of the church calendar. However, I do like Easter, not just because of the chocolate. I do like Easter. Of course, it was based on a pagan fertility festival. That's not good. But that said, why shouldn't Christianity take over the events of the world? This is a great day. If it's true that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then he is God. Sin is defeated, death is defeated, hell is defeated, heaven is open to all who will trust in him. Now, come back with me to that first Easter day. It's the Sunday morning, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to the tomb. How do you think they felt as they went to the tomb of Jesus? What do you think? How do the Marys feel as they go to this tomb? Jesus has died. How are they feeling? What do you think, Ellie? They're feeling sad, aren't they? They're feeling very, very sad. Everything's gone wrong. They're very, very worried. Suddenly, there's a violent earthquake. Now how do they feel? What do you think? What do you think?
Scared.
Very scared. And then an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. Now how do they feel? What do you think?
What do you think?
Really scared. Really very scared. What is going on? The angel rolls back the stone and sits on it. His appearance was like lightning, verse 3. His clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now I need some volunteers at this point. Who can do a really good impression of the guards shaking and falling down dead? Yes? Can you be a wibbly wobbly jelly? Oh, I'm so scared. Can you do that? Go on, then stand up. Stand up and do it. Who else is going to do it? Go on, then you stand up. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, you stand up, Ben. Anybody else? After three? One, two, three. Be a wibbly wobbly jelly. Oh, that's very scary. Yeah. Very wibbly wobbly and fall down dead. Very good. Very, I think that deserves a round of applause. The angel says to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." So the women are shown the empty tomb of Jesus. He's not there. He's alive. Then, verse 7, "Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." So I need some helpers now. I need some helpers to be the women going into Galilee. Who's a really fast runner? Any really fast runners? Yes, come on then. Come be fast runners. Come with me. Who's going to come be a fast? Come on, Ben. Anybody else? You can all come if you like. And come be fast runners. Just Ben. Ellie's going to come as well. Come on then, Ellie. Come on then. Come on then. You come with me. So what I want you to do is run. Harrison, Chris is coming. Come on then. Come with me. Come over here. Come over here. Don't be scared. What you got to do is run up there, okay, along the back and back down to the other children, okay? After three. After three, oh, they've gone. Right, one, two, three, go. Give them, well done. Hey, go on. Very good. Ben's the fastest. Well done. Round of applause for those three. Excellent. Well, just like that, the women hurry off. Notice how they feel in verse 8. It says, afraid, yet filled with joy. They run to the disciples, when suddenly, Who meets them in verse 9? Who meets them in verse 9? Yes, go on.
Jesus.
Jesus meets them. How do they respond to Jesus? What do they do? Can you see it? What do they do? Anybody else from the grown-ups? What do? Yes, Ben.
Talk to Jesus.
They do talk to him. They clasp his feet. That's right. Ellie? They did tell the disciples. But here, they clasp his feet and they worship him. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being the first people to worship the risen Jesus? But they're not meant to stay holding on to Jesus. Look what he says in verse 10. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. How wonderful for Jesus' disciples, they will see Jesus. In the meantime, verse 11, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Now, when I say chief priests and guards, do you know what you've got to do? You've got to boo. Okay, so can we try that? Some of the guards went to the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. And when the chief priests had met with the elders, now I won't ask you to boo the elders. That might be starting a precedent. They devised a plan where they gave the soldiers a large sum of money. And they had to say that the disciples stole the body. I think that deserves a boo. The soldiers lied and said that the disciples had stolen the body. Well, how should we respond to the resurrection of Jesus? Jesus tells us, verse 16, the disciples go to Galilee, they meet Jesus, they worship him. Some doubted. That's very honest. We sometimes doubt, don't we? And they doubted. And then Jesus says, verse 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Jesus is the King. He has authority, all authority, in heaven and on earth. Therefore, because he is the King, who is risen from the dead, we are to make disciples of all nations. So two questions. Are you his disciple? That means, are you a learner of Jesus? Do you belong to Jesus? Are you trusting him? Are you following him? Have you been baptized? Secondly, are you teaching others to obey him? Are you teaching your family, your friends, colleagues, neighbors? All authority belongs to Jesus. Do you see that? All authority belongs to Jesus. We don't have to earn the right to speak. We don't have to earn the right to speak. All authority belongs to Jesus. And he says, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Now, if you're a Christian in Syria today, or Nigeria, or Kenya, you really have to believe that Jesus is with you always as you live for him. It's not that frightening for us. He is with us always. Do not be afraid to stand for Christ wherever you are. He has all authority and he is with us. So this Easter, Jesus is risen from the dead. He has died and paid for our sin. He has taken the punishment for the things we've done wrong, for our rebellion against God. And now he has proved that it's all true. He is risen from the dead. He is king. He has all authority. That's the best news in the world, isn't it? It means we can face death and know that we're going to heaven. Isn't that the best news in the world? Now, is it true for you? Do you know that Jesus rose again for you and that you're going to heaven? Let's pray. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you again for Jesus. We thank you for his death on the cross to pay for all our sin. We thank you for his resurrection from the dead to prove that it's all true and that he is God and that he has saved us. Please, would everyone here be a disciple of Jesus? Please, would everyone here belong to him? Love him and trust him. And please would each one of us who is a Christian step out and share Jesus with everyone that we can, knowing that all authority has been given to him. And Lord, we bring you these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.